Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
What will Boston's response be if these mass deportations take place?
Yeah, look, elections have consequences, and the federal government is responsible for a certain set of actions, and cities, no individual city can reverse or override some parts of that. But what we can do is make sure that we are doing our part to protect our residents in every possible way, that we are not cooperating with those efforts that actually threaten the safety of everyone by causing widespread fear and having large-scale economic impact.
Yeah, there you have it. So that was Michelle Wu, the mayor up in Boston yesterday, referring to the fact that they will do everything in their power. I heard J.B. Pritzker say the same thing. He'll do everything in his power to try to stop the Trump administration from, I guess, maybe deporting. But I guess what they're talking about here is really towing the line on the legality of protecting illegal aliens. That's what they're going to do. They're going to try to shield them or hide them in some way. That they look at it as protecting their residents. Well, they're not your residents. They're there illegally. They are a drain on the system. I refer you back to what Kim was talking about earlier with this Lake and Riley story and the fact that the person that raped and killed her was living in a 4-star hotel in New York before getting a free flight to relocate to Athens, Georgia. These are the people living in our communities right now. We got Aaron Evans on the phone with us this morning, who's a Republican strategist, and good to have him back here. Aaron, how are you?
Hey, great to be on. Thank you. Doing well.
Yeah, you know, I just played the bite from Michelle Wu, the mayor up in Boston, talking about basically becoming a sanctuary city. She's not the only one. I know there are leaders out in California saying some of the same language, that they're going to fight back. They're going to use every tool in the toolbox to fight back against the Trump administration. Realistically, there's not a lot they can do, right?
No, I mean, basically the only thing that they really can do is just not notify ICE when they make an arrest and it's an illegal immigrant. But ultimately, they'll make a lot of deal about it and talk a lot, and they won't do proactive referrals. But there's literally nothing they can do to stop the federal government from doing its job. And I think that's the thing we have to really step back and remember is, this isn't some, radical new bold Trump thing. This is literally what we're talking about here is simply enforcing the laws of the land that have been failed to be enforced by, the Biden administration at large. But frankly, this has been failed to be enforced the way that it should be by multiple presidents. And to put this in context, by the way, because I think sometimes we forget how massive this really is. In 1990, we had about 3.5 million illegal immigrants in this country. We're talking about over 10 million illegal immigrants in our country today because of the failed policies of Biden-Harris. And so all President Trump is doing is he's basically saying, look, we've had surges of epic proportions. It's a national security problem. It's a local, you're mentioning the Lake and Riley story, as it came on. It's a national security issue. It's a community safety issue. And frankly, even beyond that, every single person we're talking about has committed a crime to even be here. They violated our immigration laws, and we're either a country or we're not. And President Trump is just saying, we're going to get back to being a country. We're going to get back to having laws, and there's a legal way to get here if you want to come. And we'll still welcome you if you go through the legal process. But, we're cutting out the fast track because we're putting America first, and it's a national security issue.
Couldn't these mayors, though, tell their local police departments do not help with them at all? Wouldn't that be probably the only thing they could do?
Yes. Yeah. And they definitely, I think we'll definitely see that occurring in some of these cities. And it's really a shame because when you look at I mean, these are also, we're also talking about some of the cities with the highest crime rates in the country, by the way. So these are already cities where you have woke mayors who are already telling police you can't do your job. Which is why their crime's through the roof. And so I think we'll just see more of the same. But I also think that, you know, we'll see President Trump and the new administration do what's necessary to, you know, if necessary, work around and not depend on the local police. But law enforcement will occur.
Yeah, I know you run a winning Republican strategies, right? And you probably worked on a lot of these campaigns, I would imagine, that were successful this year. I believe immigration, every poll I saw, it was one of the top two issues for people. Usually the economy and immigration were right up there at the top. I mean, if 312 electoral votes meant anything, it was a mandate to enact change.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, and I think, you know, and look, this is and I think you're spot on. And one thing, you know, when you look at the numbers again, that's very fascinating. You've got, you know, the top three governors that's kind of been on the statewide level who have been saying they're going to resist law enforcement efforts on this are California, New York, Illinois. And in each of those states, respectively, estimates are that there's up to 2 million illegal immigrants per state in those three states. And I mean, frankly, you know, Americans just want our country back. And I think that there's very real legitimate, you know, concerns. And one of the things that we realized, you know, whether it's a district in middle America or in some of the most rural places across the country, or in the big cities, you know, the last 3.5 years has made every town a border town, and every town has been impacted by this surge of illegal immigrants. And so it's a big security problem.
Let's hope they get it done. Aaron Evans, thanks for your time.
Hey, it's been a pleasure. Thank you. Have a great day.
Have a great morning. We appreciate it.
Get more at 971talk.com.